Beach Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Jessica, what's going on?
It's going.
What the hell kind of blindside was that, man?
I don't know. It's a great question.
What are they thinking? Is it sleep deprivation? Is it, too much rain and torrential flooding or whatever the hell? Is that what got into their heads?
Maybe. I'm not quite sure what's wrong with them. I don't know why they'd want to put me out so early.
Jess, from the 37th season of Survivor, it is David versus Goliath. That rain, can we get back to that for a sec? I don't even know how you guys dealt with that. I mean, we're watching it. It's only two episodes in. That's like, what, 6 days so far, and it looks like it's nonstop madness. How did you stay dry and get any sanity trying to get some sleep?
Oh, no, there was no staying dry at all. It was complete wet, 24/7, clothes soaking wet. So you have the choice of either having soaking wet clothes on you, or you could be, like, you know, basically in bra and underwear if you're a girl, or just underwear if you're a boy. It was insane. It was so wet, so cold, no way to get around it. It was just terrible.
I mean, what is it, typhoon season or something?
It's like two cyclones that happened while we were out there. So I'm not really sure what was going on, but it was absolutely dreadful just to be a part of just something that was so, like, just devastating the whole time.
Now, you probably wanted to be on this show for a long time. How many times, if any, did you apply before, or were you propositioned for the show, or how did that go?
I actually applied for season 35. I made it all the way to finals. Didn't quite make the cut just because they didn't think I worked well enough with the theme. And then for 36, I was selected to be an alternate. 37, they flew me back out to California. And then obviously worked out with that season, and that's how I got on 37.
You find out you've made the cut this year. What goes through your mind immediately, and who do you call first?
It was crazy. I was actually shopping out at the mall, and I got a call from Caitlin, who was my casting manager, and she was just like, hey... And I asked her, I said, oh my gosh, please tell me it's good news this time. And she's like, it's good news this time. And I just literally remember I cried in the mall. And everybody was looking at me like I was stupid. But I'm just like thinking in my head, like, you guys are all dumb. Don't look at me. I'm going to be on Survivor and you're going to be here. So it was crazy.
So you get out there, you find out it's the David versus Goliath theme. Are you cool with that or not so much the minute you find out?
I'm a Christian, and my relationship with God is, like, really important to me. So to be a part of something so monumental, like a season that's based off of a biblical story, was amazing for me. But then there was the realization that, oh, crap, I'm a David. But, like, whenever Jeff asks her, like, do you think you're a part of the David tribe or you fit into the David tribe, you're not going to tell Jeff Probst no. That's just not a good impression, in my opinion. So I was like, oh, yeah. Because, like, I can see both sides. I've never lived my life in that type of mentality of, like, I'm a David. I tend to live life the opposite way. But it's kind of interesting because I could see how they could play it either way. But overall, I loved my tribe. I wish I could have got to work with the Goliath tribe further down the line. But, you know, you win, you lose.
From those that you saw on the other side, who would you have loved to have worked with? Like, just let me just pick this person's brain for a couple of minutes.
Well, there was a couple people that, like, I really was intrigued by, and it just so happened that, like, the people that I was most attracted to was the group of three girls that actually are controlling the game right now on the Goliath tribe. I would have loved to work with Angelina, Kara, and Natalia. It was something about the three of them, and I'm really sad that I didn't get to work with them because I honestly think that I could have got really far in the game with them.
A lot of people's mentality is, you know what, if you land a gig like this and you're on this show, the first thing to do is to go idol hunting. How often did you go hunting? Did you go looking? I mean, we only see what we see.
Yeah, I definitely looked for idols. It was kind of challenging at the beginning to look for idols just because of the weather. We were just trying to stay as dry as we could. I idol hunted with Davey and with Carl a couple of times. And then obviously doing it by myself whenever the opportunities presented itself. You know, this is Survivor, and if you didn't look for an idol, then did you really get the full experience?
We're hanging out with Jess from the 37th season of Survivor. Can you try and figure out for me, please, and break it down for me why it was you that they sent packing instead of Lursa? And it looked like she had a huge target on her back. I didn't get that.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing for me whenever I first got voted out of the game. Obviously racking my brain, trying to understand where their minds were and why they would rather vote me out than Lursa. But after watching the episode last night, I gained a lot of clarity on the situation. Just hearing out Gabby and, like, seeing that I didn't give her what she needed in order to feel comfortable, I totally get that. I wish that I could have done more to make her feel reassured. But yeah, so that was kind of disappointing and frustrating to watch that match. I was in a very good position in the game. I was very close with B, and I was very close with Carl. And then B was also very close with Gabby, and then Carl was close with Davey. So in my mind, I was sitting in the middle of a number of five. Unfortunately for me, they kind of recognized that, and I think they took that opportunity to get me out while they could.
Jess, do you think Gabby is smart in trusting Christian and kind of looking for him to safety and all that going forward?
I think Gabby is a very smart girl. Don't know how the whole Christian-Gabby thing is going to play out. It's kind of like an expected alliance if you look at them. So I'll be interested to see how that works out and if they continue this alliance past this first vote.
Will they be the new Boston Robin Amber? I mean...
Oh, I don't know. I don't think anybody can replace that duo.
Jess, it was awesome watching. I wish we got to see you more this season. If they said to you, hey, we'll give you another shot, what would you say?
Absolutely. I would literally be on a plane right now heading to go film another season if they called me and they asked me. This is absolutely the opportunity of a lifetime. And even though it was cut short, I'm incredibly thankful and grateful for the people that I got to meet, cast, crew, and everyone involved. And I would absolutely love to be a part of it again.
You got a second shot. Maybe stash some beef jerky in your pockets before you go out there, eh?
Yeah, maybe. I'll do that.
Jess, thank you so much for hanging out.
Of course. Thank you so much. Beach Radio.